we phoned 100 facilities in the Eastern Cape and found that out of these 100, 40 had had stockouts of antiretroviral drugs, so HIV drugs and or TB drugs, within the last 3 months. So stockouts were lasting on average 45 days, and on the day we phoned, 25% had stockouts. And what that means, a large number of patients has had to interrupt their antiretroviral and or TB treatment, which increases your chances to get resistance to treatment and ultimately to fail treatment. And so this will lead to increased excess deaths and illnesses.
Why aren't the people able to get access to the drugs?
The reasons for this stockout are, one, there is a little bit of manufacturers that are not producing as quickly as they promised, so they don't supply to the depot. There is major mismanagement of the central UMTATA depot, which services 300 clinics, with very big shortages of staff, so they don't supply the clinics. And then because there has been this ongoing crisis in supply, the clinics also have developed erratic ordering behavior. Because they never receive the drugs they order, they start ordering more so they can make buffer stocks. When that happens at a very large scale, then the whole supply chain is broken. In addition, there was acute crisis in October last year where 29 workers in the UMTATA depot were suspended and not replaced, so leaving the depot virtually unmanned. So that led to not processing at all of orders in the UMTATA depot. We intervened in December to March, so MSF and the Treatment Action Campaign sent in a team, hired temporary workers, reorganized the depot, and then wrote a report to the Department of Health, left recommendations.
What action is taking place right now in order to try to remedy this situation?
So what we did now in May was just to assess whether things had changed. And what we find is disastrous, because the situation is back almost to the same disastrous levels as what we found in November. A few simple measures could have prevented this type of crisis.
What are some of these measures that you are talking about that can help fix this problem?
The depot does not have a manager at the moment. The depot has 15 temporary workers instead of the 40 that are needed. Those are not extremely difficult things to correct. The chaos in the supply behavior, that is a bit more difficult to correct, but that needs to retrain people at primary and secondary facilities and reestablish a supply chain that can be trusted.
What are your expectations from this conference in addressing this issue? Do you think anything will be solved at the conference?
We see some positive signs. We've already had a call from the provincial manager of pharmaceutical services to ask whether we could help to recruit temporary staff to reman the depot. We are talking to the National Department of Health as well to see what they can do to support the province. And we're definitely asking from senior management of the Eastern Cape province that they provide a report of what has been done so far and what are their plans.
So how are people coping without their drugs?
When we talk to people, there are many people kind of accepted that several times in the year the clinic will send us back and say there are no drugs. Some of them are trying to go to other facilities, but that requires some money because you need to pay transport to go somewhere else. And with 40% of stockouts, you don't know if the other facility is going to have drugs. Stopping antiretroviral or TB drugs doesn't have an immediate effect. You're not going to feel sick the same day, but it increases your chances of becoming resistant to the drugs. And so the real effects of these multiple interruptions are only going to be seen much later when patients start failing treatment and need what we call second line or therapy or treatment for multi-drug resistant TB. I mean, those are very vulnerable people in deep rural settings. They have very little alternatives. If the nurse tells them, well, there are no drugs, either they try and find some drugs in another clinic, or they have to stop.